Hey everyone, really appreciate you joining into my podcast today. I haven't recorded one in a while. I feel like I say that often, but I really don't think I recorded one in a few days or I think weeks. I may have recorded one early June, but really appreciate you taking the time to listen to my podcast. As always, I'm going to try, as always, also keep this one brief. I, you know, try to align my podcast with the videos I post on my Instagram. So if you follow me there, thank you again. So this is a topic that we always talk about, right? But I think it's a topic that needs to be spoken even about, like even more about. And that is living in the present and not necessarily just realizing that present is all we have, but also realizing that the present is going to be gone at some point. What's in front of you right now, what's going on in your life right now, is not everlasting. It's going to fade at some point. It doesn't last forever. Good things, the bad things, just life in general fades on by. And in the end, life does end, right? That's just the fact of life itself. Now, there's two outlooks you can have. You can have one negative outlook saying, oh, you know, everything is going to end, so what's the point? Why not just, you know, be negative and be sad about it and just say like, hey, we're all going to die. Like it's all negative things. And that's the easy way out. That's the easy way to go about things. That's an easy way to look at life. And that's a perspective that I think most people who are not very driven or optimistic have. The other side of things, when you take hold of your perspective in life and you decide, you know what? No, I'm not going to just say that life is horrible and all these things are going to change. I'm going to lose everything. I'm going to die one day. You say to yourself, this is amazing because by having that fact, I am allowing myself to realize the importance of living the present and the importance of loving what I have right now, whatever that may be. Think about it. When you were a kid, all you wanted to be was an adult. As an adult, all you want to be is a kid. And it's funny how that kind of stuff changes because once you get to the point where you thought you wanted to be, you actually realize that you want to be at another point. And that's something to remember because I oftentimes rush ourselves into things. We say we need another promotion. We say we need a relationship. We can't be single. We need more friends. We need a girlfriend. We need to get married. We need to have kids. We need this. We need more money. We need more. And none of that stuff is bad, right? Having more friends, having kids, having a family, you know, with someone you love, having more money, having more success, none of that's bad. But with that comes changes. And that means that you're also going to lose everything you have today. And yes, there may be certain cases out there where people want to change everything, right? They hate their life. They want to change absolutely everything. But chances are there are good things in your life that make you happy. There are good things that are going for you, and maybe it's best to focus on the good things and focus on what's in front of you and what you're doing now rather than what may be in the future, right? Chances are if you continue to do well in life, you're going to grow. It may take time. It may take a little struggle, but chances are if you're doing your job, what's in front of you, getting stuff done, things will probably work out in one direction or another. It may take time. Does it really help sitting there and stressing about wanting to get to another location in your career or making more money? Probably not. It's probably going to stress you out even more. It's probably going to say like, hey, like you need to do better. You need to do better. You need to be better. You need to like get that now. And you know, the driven mentality in life is not bad, right? Being driven to succeed and to do well and to grow is not bad at all. But if that's all you're focusing on, you're focusing on the next thing, the next thing, the next thing, you're going to lose focus on just getting the thing done that's right in front of you, right? If I'm focused on getting promoted and what I need to do there, I'm going to lose focus on what I need to do now. So instead of focusing on what you need to do there, focus on what you need to do now. And that's the same thing. And I'm talking through experience. I do this oftentimes. I focus on things that I want rather than things that I have and the things I need to do. And it goes the same thing with relationships. If like I want to have family, I want to have kids, I want to, you know, find someone I care about. But if I constantly think about that and I constantly think about that part of my life, I'm going to lose the joy I could find in my life currently, right? And that's not to say I can't work towards something like that or work towards success at my job. But if I focus too much on that stuff and I don't focus on the present moment and what I have in front of me, I'm going to get to that point and I'm going to wish that I was in the point that I am in now. Why? Because if we get to the point and we have worked for that point on and on and that's all we could think about, then we will look back and say we didn't live the present moment, which is now, to its fullest. And that's not to say that you shouldn't manifest things and have dreams. Go ahead and do that. But also look at the journey and look at the steps that you're taking, right? So I'm in a role right now. I have really great colleagues. I have really great, you know, manager in a territory, and it's really going well. And all I can think about recently is what's next? What can I do next? What's a promotion next? What's this? What's this? What's this? And I thought to myself today, I said, why don't I keep on focusing on what's next? Why don't I focus on just doing well in what's in front of me? The other things will probably come when it's supposed to come. But I have this opportunity now, a lot of good things in my life that I can look towards now and utilize and cherish and really take hold of instead of not taking for granted and focusing on the future. I'm living at home now. I don't have my own place. I'd like my own place one day, hopefully very soon. But I'm sometimes too focused on not wanting to be here, not wanting to live with my parents, that I lose focus on the fact that I probably will never get the time that I have with them back. I will never have this time in my life where I have a lot less stress and a lot more time with people I care about. The same thing with friends, right? As you get older, as your life changes, you have less time to see your friends. So that's why it's important to take the time to cherish the moments with your friend. The same goes with your health. Chances are, you know, in 10, 20 years, 30 years, you're probably going to be able to do less exercise and run less than you can do now. And you probably won't be able to eat as many different foods as you do now because you probably have to be a little more, you know, strict with your diet. But we don't think that way. We think about our current self and we don't necessarily, we think about our future self, but we don't think about our current self in the sense of taking care of the future self, right? So it's weird. It's a little bit confusing. So I'll explain it. We focus on what we need to be, but we forget who we are. And therefore, we are so focused on what we need to be is when we become who the person we need to be, we forget the person we are. So if that makes sense, is that if we continuously look at the next thing in our life, whatever that may be, you may have a completely different life outlook than I do in what's going to happen because it's just the point in your life. If we constantly look for the next thing, we're going to constantly put a shadow to what is in front of us. So that's why balance is important. And that's why also choosing your perspective is important because the world is telling you to save for retirement, to, you know, work on your health now for the future, to do this. Like the world is telling you to work hard now so you can enjoy later. And that's all great. Like I think there's a lot to be said about doing your 401k, eating healthy, you know, saving, investing, 100%. I'm 100% for that and I do that. But don't go overboard to the point where you're not living today and not cherishing what you have today. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to live like you're going to die tomorrow. You know, go do crazy things. No, do things that make you happy, right? It doesn't have to be crazy things. But realize that the grass is not always greener on the other side because chances are when you were a kid, you wanted to be an adult, and now as an adult, you want to be a kid. So whatever you're thinking about, you know, pushing forward fast, getting to places fast, you know, changing your lifestyle and, you know, more money, more, you know, whatever it may be, think about when you were a kid, what did you want to be? And when you're an adult, what do you want to be? You want to live your childhood again. Everyone wants to go through their childhood again. No worries, just freedom. Like, it's amazing, right? And that's not to say that there's not good things for in adulthood, but think about it. Like, think about the fact that, you know, you had that mindset and then you have this mindset now. Chances are you'll probably have that mindset again. Like, I can probably imagine that when I'm 60 years old, I'm going to look back and say, oh, I wish I was 20 years old again. Oh, I wish I was 18. Or when I'm 80 years old, I'm going to say, oh, I wish I was 40. you know? So it's like, it's always looking back and saying, yeah, I wish I was there. And the funny thing is, if you listen to people who are really successful, a lot of money, a lot of success, the biggest thing they say is, I wish I could go back. I wish I could go back and experience that again. I wish I had more time. And a lot of them also are very happy with where they're at. You know, they're not disappointed that they're in their 90s or 80s towards the end of their life. But they say, like, you know, listen, like, you make money, you'll have success, you'll get what you probably deserve eventually. Live in the moment and love what you have. Like, love the peace that you have in the present moment. Because it is all that we have, but it's also something that's not going to last. And I think that's such a powerful thing for me to also indulge in, because we're so quick to look for the next thing in life nowadays. You know, we're dating one person. We're like, who's the next person? We're not willing to wait and work with the person we have. We have one job and we're looking for the next job and we're making more money. You know, we're looking for one kid. We're having one kid and then we want a second kid. We want one house and then we're dreaming about the second house. And, you know, we're human beings. We are needy, right? And I, for one, am very victim. I'm a very big victim of it, right? I do it myself. As I said, I focus on, you know, wanting to do better and what's next. That's probably one of my biggest flaws. But the power in loving the present moment and cherishing what's now and reminding yourself why it's so important can really change your life. Because if you continuously love the present and live in the present, then life can be beautiful because you're not stressed out, right? Like tomorrow, I could, you know, have the worst day of my life. I could have everything that I want to go one way and go the complete opposite way. But tomorrow is tomorrow, and tomorrow hasn't occurred yet. And the only thing right now is right now, and right now is, you know, pretty good, right? There's nothing bad to complain about. So it's so hard to do this because it takes so much mindfulness and so much grounding. But if you can do a little bit every day, just love what's in front of you. Just don't even think about what's next. You will be able to go through life in a much more stress-free way and a much happier way. Because you will allow the water to let you float where you're supposed to float. If we are on a river, right? And this is the analogy I'll leave for you. We're on a river. The river's moving us on the raft. And there's a destination, right? The destination is our death, right? That's the end. That's honestly the end. The life is the river. The ocean is our death, right? The ocean is the wider world where we join everyone, and it's a big world possibility, you know, whatever happens after that. And we are sitting on there and life is taking us. We have these obstacles that kind of move us around, you know, move us in different directions. We always have the option, however, to paddle, right? To move faster to our next destination, right? Because there are destinations on the way to your final destination. And these destinations are new experiences, new people, new impactful events or whatnot. And we have an option, right? We always have an option. Do we quickly swim to get to that next event? Or do we let life flow and get us to that next event? If you take the choice of paddling, you don't know exactly where you're going to land, right? Because you're paddling until you hit something. Right, so you're paddling, and what you get may not be what you actually want, right? You don't know what you got until you don't have it, and you also don't know what you got until you have it. The other side of it is if you let yourself flow, you'll flow and flow and flow, and you'll eventually see what it is, and you'll say, wow, you know, I have let life take me to that position, and it has gotten me here, and I've gone in here as well because I've kept my raft afloat. I've kept my raft going. When you're doing the first thing, you're looking down. You're swimming looking down while you paddle. You're not looking up. And then you bump into thing and then you say, what is this? And sometimes it's good, right? And sometimes it can be not so good. It can be what you don't want. But what you're doing when you're sitting there and relaxing and allowing life to take you where you go, you'll get there. And the biggest thing here, however, is that you are still paddling the first one. You're letting life take you, but you are paddling. You are giving it energy and you are going. But the key, however, is to allow yourself to let the water also take you. Not only for you yourself to push where you want to go, but also let life take you. And I think that's so important because you're focusing, when you let life take you, you're focusing on your paddle, which is the present. You're focusing on the movement in the present. And that's going to take you to the point where you're supposed to go in the future. But if you continuously try to speed up the process and go to the river, you will get to your destination, but you don't know what that destination is again. And you'll get probably to your final destination, which is, you know, the end of your life, much quicker, because you're going to let everything pass you by, which is the present. So if that makes sense, I hope, hopefully it's impactful. If it doesn't make sense, I'm sorry. But I think that was a good analogy of what life is supposed to be about. And I think we as human beings can really take a lot of power from that if we even do it a very small percentage in our life. So for you guys, I want to start asking, you know, my listeners to try things in their life. For you guys, I would ask you to try take a deep breath during your day. And say that this moment, say to yourself, this moment is here now. And this moment will not be here tomorrow. This moment here is unique in itself, and I will never be able to live it again. Whatever it may be, right? It could be the fact that you're fired, but you know, you'll never experience that again. And I said this in other podcasts, every experience is part of the journey. It's the way you look at it. So take a deep breath, enjoy the present, and realize that even though the present may not exactly be the present that you want, the present right now is what you have. And it's what you have, and it's what you're being blessed with. And that's why you need to take a deep breath and accept and be grateful for it and live in it. Because eventually, if you just continue thinking about the future, you'll never be able to live, because you're always going to be paddling to the destination. You never know where you're going to go. So I hope that helped in some way. It helped me a lot, that mindset and that image. And I hope it impacts someone out there. But thank you so much for your time, and we'll talk soon.